Blog Talk Radio.
Computer on.
Space, a final frontier. These are the voyages of the starship
Mele.
Prize. Its 5-year mission to explore.
That good help candy, baby.
You know him.
To seek
out new life and new civilizations. To boldly go where no has gone before.
It is time for the hottest show on the internet. It is Renegade Radio with your host DJ Smellgood.
An
international
call.
It is the
Interface complete.
And it is Cola Den Emofo. Out here, y'all. Y'all already know what time it is. It's damn. It's cold in a mug, but damn, it's cold Monday. And we also via live stream, you know what I'm saying? Livestream.com. Let me go ahead and get this thing set on up for y'all real quick and get into some funny shit. Yeah. You know how I do. And put my cow on up and get his groove on. Gotta put my dancers up real quick, y'all. Let me put my dancers up, y'all. Excuse me for a second. Let's see who else I need up there. Squeaky, scratchy, squeaky, wiggy, 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 wiggy. All right. Got my peoples up. You know what I'm saying? Representing for me. Let me go ahead and try to set this thing on up. You know. Get this thing right, you know. Okay. Y'all can also chat with me live, man. You know what I'm saying? www.livestream.com. I'm live. You know what I'm saying? You can see me on the video. You know, got my little wham bam, thank you, ma'am cam working. What the hell is going on? Okay, there we go. Got the wham bam, thank you, ma'am cam working. And, yeah. Doing it real big, man. Just letting y'all know, man, I'm down here in FL to the SA. You know what I'm saying? Tampa, Florida. And, yeah, it's pretty damn cold. I don't know what kind of temperatures y'all experiencing, but, yeah, it's pretty damn cold. I say the damn frio. You know what I'm saying, down here. So, that's what we're covering today on the show. Sponsored by, the Rednecks weather forecaster. Which can be purchased from Amazon.com, which is as a motherfucking rope. But it's got a whole bunch of little things on it, you know what I'm saying? It's kind of crazy. This John New in the background, you know what I'm saying? Doing real big, you know what I'm saying? We represent 813, you dig? All the way down from the 813 up to the 408, all the way over to, shit, I forgot what the hell Texas is. 512, yeah, to the 512. You know what I'm saying? All the way up there to Las Vegas, Nevada. Shout out to I Be the Wise One. And, you know, the whole trilateral commission crew. Because that's what we do, man. You know, got my microphone today, so trying to pull things off live. You know, doing that old American Idol type shit. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, call in, man. 347-237-5125. You know what I'm saying? And give a live update of how cold it is around there. You know what I'm saying? Real quick, let me go ahead and tell y'all. It's all my Floridians. You know what I'm saying? Down here in Tampa. It's currently 43 degrees. Yeah. We got a wind is at less than a mile per hour. So we got pretty still winds. And that's at 12 o'clock. It's probably going to be, yeah, now. So 45, get up to about 45. And it's going to drop tonight down to 32 degrees. And I'm going to tell y'all, Tampa, Florida, I mean, yeah, we known to get some cool temperatures. But this, I mean, we done got down to 28 degrees. We have been down to 28. And, you know, it's just... Man, shit. And it's only going to get crazy, you know what I'm saying? It ain't over yet, so, you know, all y'all coming down here trying to get out of New York and get out of Pennsylvania, get all this shit. Shout out to Denise in Florida, you know what I'm saying, over there in Clearwater, who was like, hell, I thought I was escaping, you know what I'm saying? I thought I was getting away from, you know, all the cold, and I come down here and yeah. I stay frio down this motherfucker, you know what I'm saying? So, that's what time it is, man. Oh, wait a minute, hold up. Texas, let me go ahead and give y'all report real quick. Shout out to Austin, Texas, you know what I'm saying? Miss Truth over there representing. It's 45 degrees, partly cloudy. You got 56% humidity, pressure's down 30.53 inches. And your wind is coming out from the south at 4 miles per hour. And for all my Celsius people, you know what I'm saying? 45 degrees Fahrenheit is also 7 degrees Celsius. That's real. Damn. Oh, look at here. It's cooler than a motherfucker. For y'all tonight, it's going to get down to 35 for your low. You know what I'm saying? Y'all pretty much got the same temps we got. Y'all hand in hand. So, yeah. That's real. Let me give you a word of the day. Let me give you a weather word of the day. Anybody know what graupel is? G-R-A-U-P-E-L. Graupel. 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 Some shit. It's a form of frozen precipitation consisting of snowflakes or ice crystals and supercooled water droplets, which are frozen together. Every few minutes, I'm going to give y'all a new, you know, word of the day. You know what I'm saying? We're going to learn some weather words today. Now, you know, on Tuesdays, you know what I'm saying, it's Tuesday's time for learning the language. And until we get the Afrikaans language down, I ain't teaching shit else. You know what I'm saying? Because if I don't know my own language, how the hell I can teach you about your shit? You know? Real shit now.
Oh, groovy, baby.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, bro. Thank you. So, you know, and that's what the whole focus is right now. You know what I'm saying? It's the, you know, learn, and learn some more. So, you know what I'm saying? We can go ahead and grow. You know, right now, kind of fighting each other, man. You go into another country and you don't, you know, speak nothing. I mean, if you don't even know how to speak just the basic hello, goodbye, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, the minimal, the bare minimal, yeah, you're already shooting yourself in the foot, man. A lot of people go and think that's cool to come to the United States and don't want to learn the language, just don't want to speak shit. Fuck it. You know what I'm saying? Getting to their little Mexicos, getting to their little Cubas, getting to their little Haitis, and to they, all these little worlds, you know what I'm saying? So they ain't got to communicate with the outside world. But that's wrong, because when shit hits the fan, and shit is going to hit the fan, you know what I'm saying? Just because these stupid motherfuckers going to make shit hit the fan. You know what I'm saying? It ain't because the world is in no worse or anything else than, you know what I'm saying, what we was watching, you know, back in the day. Like I told this dude, I was like, man, we is the future. I mean, when we was kids, we was looking at the TV talking about 2010, 2010. And we ain't even understand that, shit, we is the future. We ain't even understand that. Ain't that a bitch? I mean, the whole time, motherfuckers been talking about, the future's coming, the future's coming. Now we in 2010, and ain't no motherfucking flying car. It's flying cars, but not to the point where it's marketable and, you know, they can mass produce them shit. And the only reason, because they greed fuck themselves. You know what I'm saying? They let themselves get fucked by being greedy. You know what I'm saying? And that's how all this shit just hit down. We could have been manufacturing cars and floating hoverboards and all that kind of shit. The ideals been out there for over 50 years or more, but at least 50 years. You know what I'm saying? The ideals been out there. So, man, please, ain't nothing new under the sun. Believe you me, there's nothing new under the sun. And I don't know. I'm trying to figure out. We got a damn. Let's see. What the hell? What the hell there? They're talking about publishing my video, but it doesn't do anything. I don't get that. Get the hell on my screen. Oh, what the hell is this all about? Get the off the screen. Alright, fuck. Anyway. You know what I'm saying? You can check the re-episode of this here, because the live stream show is actually recorded live, And then we re-aired this, you know what I'm saying, on livestream.com /WDGE Radio. I am seeking a production team, so if you got a webcam and you'd like to be down on the production team, please, you know what I'm saying, hit me up at WDGE Radio TV at live.com, and I'll put you down on the team, man. I promise you, once I get the team, you know what I'm saying, assembled correctly, and we really start doing, you know, these online shows, somebody gonna want to pick us up. I mean, on like a major network, you know what I'm saying? So if that ever does happen, you know, shit, we gonna be there. You know what I'm saying? And that's what I'm talking about. I'm trying to be there at the beginning of it, not at the end, you know what I'm saying? I knew I seen everything, you know what I'm saying, from the ground up happen. Oh yeah, also, shouts out to Mr. Lamont, put your boy on a new project, man. I'm working with Indiana Entertainment South, and they're presenting the Amateur House TV show. New television show, you know what I'm saying? It's a actual kind of spin off of the American Idol. Only thing that you won't be actually, you know, you won't be really competing per se, you know what I'm saying? The purpose of the whole thing is to recognize artists and you know, entertainers in the industry that you know, just ain't been getting no shine, you know what I'm saying? I mean, if you know somebody that's been really putting their grind down and, you know what I'm saying, would really benefit from this, then they need to, you know what I'm saying, hit me up. Or hit up, and we got 5 managers that's handling this, you know what I'm saying? Michelle, shout out to Michelle, who really helped put this thing together, and DeWan. So, you know, it's called the Amateur House TV Show Award Show. The first one's going to be popped off in Clearwater, Florida. I'll give you a little background about it. The Amateur House was produced in Dayton, Ohio in 1996 at a club called Your Place. The show was about local acts getting a chance to perform. No auditions, no contests, just plain old showing off your skills. They started giving out awards for the ones that made it on the show. And they had a couple of major acts, you know what I'm saying, that they made into to stars. You know, one name was Shannon Sims. Her stage name was the Niece of Soul. And other acts such as 14 Slim, King Kyle Quick, Ross Scotty, Wonder Rush, and the Out of Control Band. Mr. Lamont Brown came up with the name at the break room at his job, and from then on it just became a household name. Amateur House returned in 1998 at a restaurant called Chin's Downtown, in downtown Dayton. Where they put on shows for 2 years. The major show was the 9/11 show, which had over 35 acts in a 12-hour period. Yeah. So actually, we got positions open if you happen to be down in the Florida area, and you know what I'm saying, you want to get down and try to be part of the show. You know what I'm saying, the production team of it, the whole big team. You still have slots open for vendor organizers. We need ushers. We still need a VIP manager, ticket manager. I think we still need a sound man, spokesperson for the event. We got camera people, but you can never have too many cameramen. Drivers, you know what I'm saying, because we will have VIPs, you know what I'm saying. Stage hands, you know what I'm saying. Clean-up crew, people to help clean up after it's over. A parking lot manager, 2 cashiers. A hotel booking manager, if you're good at, you know, booking hotels, well, I think we got that down, though. And also a show promoter special guest manager. So, got some positions open, you know what I'm saying, if you want to get down and help out with the show, you know, you're welcome to. Yeah, so that's how we do. I'm going to get into a quick song, I believe in Crystal Light. And we're going to play a little song real quick, man. Get into a couple of jizzams. And then bring y'all back to some whizzether. You know what I'm saying? It's real. So let me go ahead and get my funk started real quick. Hold on 1 second. Get the funk started. That's real. You riding now with your boy DJ Smell So Good on the Starship Smelly Prize, airing every single day, Monday through Friday, 12 p.m. to 2 p.m., you know what I'm saying, Eastern Standard Time. You know, got all kind of homies that be hanging out, DJ Party Time, Ash Wood. We hung out last night, man, till motherfucking end of 5 this morning, man. No, about 3:30 this morning, studying the Afrikaans language, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, you know, Krute to my brothers, you know what I'm saying? Manel, Party Time, and Manel, motherfucking Ashwood, you know what I'm saying? That's how we do. Yeah, go ahead and get into, this is Miss John Lewis and some other folks, you know what I'm saying, Picasso, Tom G, and I forgot, there's one more on this month, I think it's Platinum, but everybody doing this shit real big. This is the whole team from the Drop Boy Records, you know what I'm saying, most unrepresent, and it's called Back the Fuck Up on Damn, It's Cold Monday, right here, Starship.
Nigga, back the fuck up. Get your head bust when you act the fuck up. Nigga, I'm drunk. Back the back up to that hypnotic. Nigga, try me, I'ma catch me a body. Back the fuck up. Get your head bust when you act the fuck up. Nigga, I'm drunk. Back the back up to that hypnotic. Nigga, try me, I'ma catch me a body. What up, blood? I'm way in the back with a cup of that yak. I don't dance or lean back. All I do is roll the blood and tote the gat. Blast it quick. If a nigga won't connect, the snow is back. Flip rounds like track. Two twin nines that'll blow out your back. So back the fuck up, get your head brushed when you act the fuck up. Where I'm from, niggas won't do nothing to a snitch. Where they gonna put his hands on the bitch, and that ain't no rider. Fucked up when them hollow points get inside you. Drop that ass off when no one can find you. Tie nigga up, throw his ass in the trunk. Gonna find his own boys, then blast nigga drunk. Back niggas up from Wild West Tampa. Throw your hands up for the new ghetto cancer. Nigga, back the fuck up, get your head brushed when you act the fuck up. Nigga, I'm drunk. Back to back up to that hypnotic. Nigga, try me, I'ma catch me a body. Back the fuck up. Get your head bust when you act the fuck up. Nigga, I'm drunk. Back to back up to that hypnotic. Nigga, try me, I'ma catch me a ride.
Take back the fuck up and give a nigga space. Before I cut this 40 cows, I can pill a nigga place. I'm a real OG, nigga, don't back me. I'm a goonie, ain't nothing hold back me. I'm back money, get it from the muscle on the scrolls. Ask me, I'm a pop up, busting on your scroll, nigga. Yappers on deck, get crazy. I ain't got a mall, I was born in the 80s. The block is what made me, I can't a nigga play me. Straight thug, nigga, homie, ain't shit gravy. All black nigga with a pocket full of Keisha, y'all profit. Coming in, I'm booming, I'm a beast. Name ringing in the streets, got ghetto fame. That's straight street money, I'll love my chain. Hey, so I'ma act the fuck up. You push ass niggas better bite the fuck up.
Nigga, back the fuck up. Get your head bust when you act the fuck up. Nigga, I'm drunk. Back to back up to that hypnotic. Nigga, try me, I'ma catch me a body. Back the fuck up. Get your head bust when you act the fuck up. Nigga, I'm drunk. Back to back up to that hypnotic. Nigga, try me, I'ma catch me a body.
Yeah, you know I'm juiced. Let the boy get loose. Walk bust a nigga head like duck, duck, goose. Let me get my strap in. You know I'm trapped in. They won't bust shit. They just have me capping. Yeah, me, I'm that deal. I'm on heavy pills. Leave a nigga with more Miss Gangs than Grant Hill. Chopping on chrome deuce hoes, they hot wheels. Look, because she eat mean dick, she so real. Yeah, we love them guys, fuck us all, don't mind. I told y'all before, I got Fetty on my mind. Team right, that nigga G-type, we locked in. Get money, before we beat status, we pop in, let's get red, nigga. I got me a shoddy, a nigga try me, I'ma catch me a body. I mean that there, put the good in the air. Cause we can do this, we foolish, we there.
Nigga, back the fuck up, get your head bust when you act the fuck up. Nigga, I'm drunk,
yeah.
Back to back up to that hypnotic,
yeah.
Nigga, try me, I'ma catch me a body,
yeah.
Back the fuck up, get your head bust,
yeah.
When you act the fuck up, nigga, I'm drunk,
yeah.
Back to back up to that hypnotic,
yeah.
Nigga, try me, I'ma catch me a body.
Girl, you better back up, I'll beat you bloody. And I got my dry boys for your buddies. Got a unit on your face like you wanna fight me. Oh, what you wanna do, don't make me climb up my shoes. Nah, I ain't too cute, being right, I wallet. You better shut up, catch your ass with the bottle. Got a battery charge, I'm finna catch another. Make your ass wanna get your soup in, brother. That's all I'm about to say, nah, I ain't never scared. Messing around with Jolly, if I ain't dead. I'm up in the club, trying to have a good time. Then I had to stop to beat this silly whole game. I feel like a trap, and I'm balling my body. Now look, they got a fear in your body. Your mama at the funeral, crying what you do to her. Dressing all black, then I tell you I'm dry.
Nigga, back the fuck up, get your head bust when you act the fuck up. Nigga, I'm drunk, back to back up to that hypnotic. Nigga, try me, I'ma catch me a body. Back the fuck up, get your head bust when you act the fuck up. Nigga, I'm drunk, back to back up to that hypnotic. Nigga, try me, I'ma catch me a body.
Why you bitchin' on me? I ain't doing nothing that everyone ain't doing. I'm just doing it better than you. Thicker than you. Better than this, how good shit posed. Don't hate on me. Bob Hayden.
That's real, Bob Hayden. Damn, man, I don't know what the f*** is going on, man. Yeah, I'm trying to bring y'all live show, but only thing that's popping off, man, is shit freezing up on me, so there it go. Bear with me, you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to get things Rizzite. Oh, let me find me a Lizzite so I can get my mind Rizzite. Alright. Hey, man, been having a good weekend, you know what I'm saying? You know, I'm alive, shit. It's been a beautiful weekend. Motherfucker, I'm like, man, weekend was fucked up, man. Shit. I made it through it, you know what I'm saying? I'm here. I don't know what y'all was doing, but I'm here. I'm straight, you know what I'm saying? Straighter than a mug. So, let me see something, man. I'm trying to bring y'all some new shit, but shit's not working, man. What the fuck is going on, man? Get this fucking cam shit off. Fuck out of here, man. What the hell going on, man? Shout out to motherfucking Easy Rider up in the building. Yeah, man, I don't know what the fuck going on. I'm trying to goddamn record and shit. Shit's not fucking working right. All right, y'all. All my misguided people out there who whose life sucks, you know what I'm saying, and I guess looking for somewhere to run and shit, you know. I got somewhere you motherfuckers can run, man. You know what I'm saying?
Where you're always on the winning team. Put your skills to work in the military.
I was on the streets in the gang shooting people and running drugs. Now, I'm making something of myself. I kill people and run drugs for the CIA.
In this job, you not only help yourself, you help your country. Only in the military would a teenager be given responsibilities like driving a nuclear submarine, maneuvering a tank, or dropping high ordnance explosives. Make a change for yourself in the military.
I was in college constantly getting into pointless fights I didn't understand about nebulous concepts and belief systems. I got tired of arguing about what's right, so I dropped out of college and joined up. Now I know I'm right in the military.
Learn confidence.
I was having fantasies about stabbing people. Now I can do it for my country.
Live the military life. Positions are unexpectedly vacant every day. In fact, I'm about to give up my well-paid job as a voiceover actor in order to sign up and be shouted at by a lot of sexually confused skinheads. I want excitement, and what could be more exciting than shitting yourself while getting shot at in the jungle? Certainly beats sitting in this booth all day. Be number one. Turn your life around in the military.
That's real, man. Do something with your fucking life. But I wouldn't say go to the motherfucking military. I mean, shit. A whole lot of other alternatives than taking your ass to go fight, you know what I'm saying, for somebody else's cause. But, hey, I did it, you know what I'm saying? And only thing I felt when I came out, you know what I'm saying, was, Uncle Sam basically.
Sheep flying, no good, rotten, four-fleshing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood-sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, dickless, hopeless, heartless, fat-ass, bug-eyed, stiff-legged, spotty-lipped, worm-headed sack of monkey shit.
Yeah. And all of the above right there. You know what I'm saying? Get into one more of these motherfucking flippers, man. And, you know, y'all riding out on the motherfucking, what the hell is going on with my shit? About 30 minutes, y'all, I'm going to stop this damn live recording because this shit here jams up some shit. And I mean some shit.
Darkness, everybody! Darkness is spreading!
Yeah. All right, let me go ahead and try to get this motherfucking beam on real quick. I get my beam on. Everybody be patient, because, Starship is kind of acting the fuck up right now. Let me see if I can get a motherfucker beamed up. Ain't this a bitch niche? Shit, man. Come to fuck on, man. You piss me off, man. Fuck piss me off. I think I'm about to get pissed off, people. You're about to hear smell so good explode, people. Fucking 38 hot around here, yeah. I'm finna get 38 hot. Might as well fucking make some calls. Have to make some fucking calls. Hold on, people. I got to make some calls. I'm getting hot. Get fucking pissed off.
Yeah, just a sec. I'll check. Amanda, hug and kiss. Hey, I'm looking for Amanda Huggenkiss. Why can't I find Amanda Huggenkiss?
Maybe your standards are too high.
Little SOB. If I ever find out who you are, I'm going to shove a sausage down your throat and stick starving dogs in your butt.
Straight up. Yeah, now. Dog be handling his business. You know what I'm saying? All right, let's see if I can try this one more time, man. Fucking Timmy and the little retard be on here pushing buttons and shit when I ain't here, man. So, you know, by the time I come on, you know, shit been just pushed all the hell. You know what I'm saying? He pushing this, pushing that. I want to push buttons. Push it, push it, push it. Punk ass little motherfuckers. Get the hell out of here with that shit. I want to push on something. All right, so, well, let's see what temperature is, 44 degrees, you know, today is damn, it's cold Monday, yeah, all right, let me try this one more time. I got my nigga Ashwood hanging on the line patiently, if I can damn get this damn lemon juice on the transporter beam, beam some mofo flippers up in this piece, you know what I'm saying, you know what I'm saying, that's what I'm saying. All right, let's try it one more time. Try one more time, y'all. Try it. Come on, man. What the hell is going on with this shit? Damn. Get a little aggravated today, people. Get just a little aggravated. All right, let's give this a whirl.
There you go.
Shit is a try. There you go. Yeah, man, shit is fucking up today, boy. Shit is fucking up.
What time you beam me up, man?
getting all in this shit. Get your ass over there. Little motherfucker. Crute, my brother. Queen my dog.
Queen my dog. I'm fine, thank you.
Motherfucker, who donkey?
Oh, Hadonkey. That's my fine thing.
In that foreign language, mother. Don't talk. Get Jeff. Get motherfucker. Yeah.
Knee.
Yeah.
Hi.
Man, see, boss is low, my brother.
Tootsie.
Nah, nigga, you ain't going nowhere.
same old, man. What's good with you, though?
Oh, man, you know, just chilling like a motherfucking villain. Hey, you know, you heard of this, you ever heard of Amateur House?
Amateur House?
Yeah.
Sound familiar, but nah,
it's called the Amateur House TV show. It's a new TV show that I'm part of the cast and everything. You know what I'm saying? And
okay.
It's a TV award show, but it's not a competition. You know what I'm saying? It's just for people that for artists to get recognized. You know what I'm saying? Who been doing their thing in the industry, but you know just ain't getting no recognition. Whether it's from going to wasteless damn pull out no talent contest or, you know, area idols, you know what I'm saying, and you still didn't get the shine that you was looking for. So what we're doing is bringing it to the television, and we got some networks that want to pick it up, but we have to, you know what I'm saying, get the team together and everything and then actually start putting it in production. So that's what we're working on right now.
That's hot.
Yeah, so I'm going to be the VIP host, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to be the VIP host, so when all the hosts, you know, come up in the building, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to welcome them up in that thing, you know what I'm saying? Welcome, bitch.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying? Be interviewing them and doing some real shit, you know. That's how we do it, man. So, you know, I was telling people, you know, we was up, man. Shit, till 3 this motherfucking month, 3:30. This morning, you know what I'm saying?
On it, man.
On that economical pressure, learning some economical pressure. You know what I'm saying?
I woke up high, my nigga. I woke up high this morning. How many people can say that? They wake up high. I woke up high. That's how much fuck that we did last night. Nigga woke up first.
Shouts out to the 3 for 10, boy. Shouts out to the 3 for 10.
Oh, yeah.
3 for 10 put it in the game, boy.
Yeah.
I had to get my dog number, boy. I was like, man, shit, there ain't nobody around this motherfucker doing it like that. And especially when you go to a club, bitch ain't doing no shit like that.
Yeah,
they ain't showing
no
love to.
No, ain't showing no love like that. Motherfucker.
Feel me? yeah, they trying to hit you across the head. I mean, even the little five times only look like five times. Them mothers look like four and a half.
Yeah.
You know what I'm
saying?
Yeah,
motherfuckers just selling one of them shit for 10. That's what motherfuckers are doing. They ain't showing love like that.
Yeah, and being a club like it's man, it's pressure. No, nigga, what you putting on me is some pressure, nigga. The body's bullshit. You know what I mean? This is not pressure. You just pressuring me into getting this shit. But it's all good, nigga. You know, I got some smoke. I got some.
Goddamn.
Oh, fuck.
Hell yeah.
You know what I mean? But yeah, big up to my dog. You know what I'm saying? I don't put no names out there, but you know who you is, dog.
Reason 10.
I appreciate you. Pressure. I don't know. Damn. That was all good, man. I went to Old Coco last night for like 2 seconds and shit. Hey, you ain't staying there. Oh, fuck no. I'm out this bitch. I ain't hanging around no 7 days a week in no fucking club. That just don't make no sense to me. Unless you work that motherfucker.
Yeah,
and you don't work that motherfucker no 7 days a week. What the fuck you doing in that bitch 7 days a week? You know what I'm saying? Just sit in that motherfucker and just hang out. Oh, hell, fuck, nah. I don't do no shit like that. There's a million other things to do in this world than sit around, you know what I'm saying, and just smoke and drink your life away in one spot. You can do that all over the world. You can drive all over the world and smoke and drink shit.
Yeah.
You know, hell, you got to watch your back, but you can do it. You know what I'm saying? It's possible. I don't know, man. But, you know. What's happening with you today, though? What you got going down?
Just making moves right now, man. You know, No Sleep Films DVD is out right now. No Sleep Films 2 will be out next month on the 21st and everything like that. And pretty much I'm just going to be working on these music videos, these independent music videos. The next goal for me right now, I want to get a street some videos.
Yeah,
so,
that's my little step, too, because... Well, some people are holding up my finances, you know what I'm saying, for me to take my shit to the next level. But, you know, I ain't really tripping on that. But by next week, yeah, I'm telling them I had that program and everything. You know what I'm saying? You have to come out of my house to kind of, you know, see the setup that I got.
Hell yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We really vibe because it's time to really get the visual aspect of it out there. We done did the mixtapes and CDs and all that giveaway type shit, you know what I'm saying? So the audio aspect of it is covered, you know what I'm saying? Now you got to bring that visual so everybody, you know what I'm saying, can see you really what you're talking about, you know what I'm saying?
So,
big ups my homeboy, he's a rider, man, from Pennsylvania, Pittsburgh, up in the building. I know it's cold and a motherfucker up there right now.
You know they kidding.
If it's goddamn 40, yeah, it's 44 now. We done heated up some, so we at 44. I think the high today is probably like 40. Well, it's probably be 50 today. It might get up to 50, drop back down. But shit, we got down to those 25.
I think it was 25.
No, it was like 28, 27. Well, when I got home, it was like 28, 27, I think.
Ooh,
last
still
night.
Cold.
Yeah.
I felt it. Ooh, that wind hit, smacked me in the face when the door was over. I said, damn.
I was like, there's a darn. Let me do a sign off real quick from live stream recording. Just doing some experimental recording, you know what I'm saying? Just to try to see, you know, really get this thing down, man, because in a minute, I got this production team putting together. You know what I'm saying? Everybody just need webcams. And I mean, I'm going to have this shit off the chain from around the world. I mean, around the world.
There you go.
So, right about now, I need to get into a little jam real quick because I got to handle something. So, let's see what we're going to go into. Yeah, it's everybody's favorite song, Getting Money. So we ain't playing. That's real. Y'all hit my nigga Ash, what up? MySpace.com/ASHW00D. That's Ashwood. We in the building, man. Damn, Miss Cold Monday. You riding out with the stars, just smell of pride. DJ Stelco.
Stay on the grind and must be sick, man. Look at my juice, I be shining. It's like I'm different. Flows ahead of my time. Oh, catch me slipping. You know I'm strapped with the iron. You start to tripping. You must be out of your mind. My team is pissing. I'm like my chem in its prime. My style's cocaine. Pour you the water I'm finding. Add the bacon. But I ain't talking about swine. The times is changing. Replace the names from the charts. Been waiting patient. You see the movement is smart. I'm calculating. And never falling apart. It's aggravating. See, I'm a worst of art. I got them fed up. Straight on my back is the city. I stack my bread up. Tell a DA come and get me. I keep my head up. Blowing the smoke from the sticky. They try to catch up. But they can't keep up with me. No.
They can't keep up, keep up, keep up with me. They can't keep up, keep up, keep up with me. They can't keep up, keep up, keep up with me. They can't keep up, keep up, keep up with me. They can't keep up, keep up, keep up with me. They can't keep up, keep up, keep up with me. They can't keep up, keep up, keep up with me. They can't keep up, keep up, keep up with me.
These kids the problem, homie. What drugs you on? You know I'm starving. I take a nap after dawn. You gotta guard 'em. I'm a prince like Tayshaun. They call me Harlem. More hits than Barry Bonds. I don't involve 'em. For those who tag along, they try to dodge 'em. I bet they wish I was gone. I make it happen. This is a marathon. Now who you smashing? A boogie bounce on a horn. My chicks is crashing. One of them making me toast. We rose, they passing. Another rolling the choke. The one with the accent. She bathed my body with soap. You worried some action. I'm feeling shorty the most. I travel with homies. G4's candy painted. You dudes don't know me. Negative, we can't get acquainted. You cats be phony. Fighting my styles and changing. You gotta show me. Who better? I can't explain it. Cause
they can't keep up, keep up, keep up with me. They can't keep up, keep up, keep up with me. They can't keep up, keep up, keep up with me. They can't keep up, keep up, keep up with me. They can't keep up, keep up, keep up with me. They can't keep up, keep up, keep up with me. They can't keep up, keep up, keep up with me. They can't keep up, keep up, keep up with me.
Rock while on the track. Ashwood.
Freaky beat, beat.
Yeah. Dude, nigga, look up. Tell your partner about me. I'm finna get on. I'm about to get on. I'm finna get on, nigga. I'm about to get on. I'm from the city, nigga. I'm from the city, nigga. Look how I represent it. I'm finna get on. I'm about to get on. I'm finna get on, nigga. I'm about to get on. One time for my dogs in the fucking pen. Two times for my cousin, they got life big. I bring it wrong, nigga. This how I represent. I do it for my dogs. This how I represent. See, I'm an ex-con, Dickie Wayne, drug dealer. No, I don't sell dope. But I will kill you. No, I won't kill you. But you gotta feel me. The way I bring it, these soft niggas be catching feelings. You fell off because your rhymes is made PG. You couldn't handle the line like in the street. You bought them hoes so the bottom where you should be.
You just a rap nigga, the bottom where you should be.
I'ma make this little pussy nigga kill me. Y'all fuck with you, all rock with you. Get the picture, nigga, wouldn't even smoke a blunt with you. Fuck a punchline, I'd rather talk the glot and grind. I'm from the city, nigga. I'm from the city, nigga. I'm from the city, nigga. And I represent it. I'm finna get on. I'm about to get on. I'm finna get on, nigga. I'm about to get on. I'm from the city, nigga. I'm from the city, nigga. I'm from the city, nigga. Look how I represent it. I'm finna get on. I'm about to get on. I'm finna get on, nigga. I'm about to
get on.
This for them pill poppers, dust head, weed smokers. Tell me why this college boy think this game a joke. Oh, you in love with Becky? Oh, you a trip for Becky? I said my homegirl let you make him get next. Oh, my mama, I hope you buck, nigga. I wanna west. And take that little cheese straight to the strip club. And for that cheap chain, I'll probably get my dicks up. And show them hoes how the real niggas show love. Where I'm from? Lame nigga from the damn street. Ain't got problems like the big homie Tom G. Ain't got a revolver, buddy, you pussy nigga, fuck with me. Yeah, I got a revolver, buddy, you pussy nigga, fuck with me. When I was locked up, see, this was all a damn dream. Doing shows, counting dope was all a damn dream. I'ma go out like a soldier, nigga, PNC. I'ma go out like a soldier, nigga, PNC. I'm from the city, nigga. I'm from the city, nigga. I'm from the city, nigga. Here I represent it. I'm finna get on. I'm about to get on. I'm finna get on, nigga. I'm about to get on. I'm from the city, nigga. I'm from the city, nigga. I'm from the city, nigga. Look how I represent it. I'm finna get on. I'm about to get on. I'm finna get on, nigga. I'm about to get on. See my homegirl Tasha, she just called a bee. No need to worry, I'm a lookout for them damn kids. I do it for my dogs, this how I represent. See why y'all niggas
out there doing all this drip rapping. I know hoes that'll clap, 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 clap. Put something hot through that sweaty ass skull cap. I know I talk shit, but I got love for y'all. Long as you keep it gangster, show you my fucking dog. I give a fuck about the shaking ass in the club. See, I respect the hustle. A hustle is a hustle. So when you see me in the street, mommy, say what's up. I ain't like these lame niggas, they just wanna fuck. I know you doing what you do, shorter to make a buck. Rent dude, you gotta get it. I know you cost a lot of lame niggas out here slipping. Fuck with your boy, you know now, deuce with it. I'm from the city, nigga. And I represent it.
I'm from the city, nigga. From the 813, you already know how we do it in the place to be, man. You know what I'm saying? Chilling up in this thing. Got a couple more minutes to the nutty news of the day. You know what I'm saying? Up in this mofo flipper here. And I got to come. I'm finna jump one more. And you know what I'm saying? And we're going to come back. Got my nigga Ashwood online. And yeah, that's how we do it. Right here live on Starship Smell of Pride. Hang on, people. Coming right back. My nigga Gino right here. Somewhere over the rainbow. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Doing the real big. Yeah. Let's do it.
Everybody.
Damn. It's cold Monday. Make sure y'all hit up on the tweet, man. Tweet this re-edits for me. You know what I'm saying?
I give a shout out to the East. Pray for peace. Will it ever be epidemic? Rise of seas. They putting newborn baby to sleep. Mama died pushing, using every strength to breathe. I cry when I see another man kill another for a bite to eat. I write what I see. You can't imagine what I dream. The new day. USA today. Every shot will come. Instead of talking about illegal immigrants, they're back at bay. We betting on the next fight at the Mandalay. Can you imagine the stand and wait? Hoping not to be victim after a massive wave. We trying hard to break for victims of child molestation. Hoping they could be found and place them back home. A place many people won't go. So this ain't hope. Pushing for the day they can all go.
Somewhere over the rainbow.
Hey, you know what tripped me out, man? And you know, I'm talking about cold weather and shit. Now, it's 10 degrees in motherfucking Pennsylvania right now.
God damn. 10 degrees?
Yeah, 10 motherfucking degrees. Yeah. One thing tripped me out is motherfuckers that, goddamn women that come to the club.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Man, it be goddamn about a fucking, like last night, 30 goddamn degrees. And motherfuckers coming up that bitch with no jacket on, short ass skirt. You know what I'm saying? Like, what the fuck is y'all bitches smoking, man?
Yeah, they smoking some bullshit. They gotta
be. I ain't
be
talking about economical pressure, cause economical pressure.
I know it. They gotta be smoking something, cause
would have told you that bitch, you need to put some clothes on. A nigga would. I'd be more turned on to a bitch who came in that motherfucker dressed right for the goddamn season. You know, bitch that's in here with your dumb ass. Your ass bitch, please. Yeah, man, I got to pay you and take care of your stupid ass. You know what I'm saying? Shit. You
know,
like, dude, straight up, man. I seen that shit, dog. And I mean, all week long now, it's been colder than a bitch.
It damn sure has, don't it?
All week long, and after the club, these hoes still hang outside. Like, bitch, if you don't get the fuck out of my way, I'm getting into my ride, bitch, and I got full jackets on. I don't know what the hell you on. They're trying to get some attention and shit.
Yeah, man. Still trying to look cute. Like, you ain't fooling nobody, but this damn weather's off the chain, man.
Bitch, you look sexy in some jeans and a full jacket on, goddammit. Leave some imagination. Cause all that other bullshit running around, you know, with your summertime clothes on.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
off the chain.
And you got the motherfuckers that try to be cute and the dudes that want to walk in there with their arms all in their shirt. Nigga, put a jacket on, stupid ass.
Uh-huh.
Oh, man.
Motherfuckers off the
chain. Like, y'all getting to the club and going that bitch dancing and shit. Ain't like, you know what I'm saying, you being that bitch dancing and having a good time. Average motherfucker just bring their punk ass up in there to sit down, smoke, or drink. Boy, it don't matter how much clothes you got on. You feel me? You coming just to sit down and chill.
Uh-huh.
Now, if you coming there to make it rain or sweat it out, all right, yeah, I understand that, but now that was happening. Yeah, let's go, girl. Let's go, girl. Now I don't need no jacket. It ain't nothing but shit. 25 degrees.
25. You see how crazy that shit sounded when you said it?
Man.
That's much what they be thinking for them to come out.
What
the hell?
Like, what? What run through their heads, man? I need to call a female up, man.
Oh, man.
Get a female in on this issue right here. Hold on, man.
That's some issues right there.
Matter of fact, hold on, man. Let me, I'm going to phone now. Call them right here. Get them in on this issue right here. Let me see if I can call up. Get an old female opinion on it, huh? Yeah, well, I got my phone that fits that criteria. I really don't have nobody on my goddamn phone that fits that criteria.
I look good.
Flavor gonna give you a real breakdown. Them hoes is stupid. And you call Flavor, she gonna tell you, you know, stupid. Oh, why the hoes do that shit? That shit stupid.
Oh, it's tripping.
We'll call Ja. She might let us in on it. Let's see. Okay. Maybe Lisa. Oh, but no, because she ain't go to the club no more. That's Lisa. Let's see. What about Buffy? I wonder if Buffy. Let's see if Buffy going to pick up. We're going to ask Buffy on this one.
All right,
people. Yeah, let's call. I'm gonna call Miss Mouse. Answer the phone and shit. Let me throw on my music real quick, like. Alrighty, here we go. And we're going in, people. Alright, let me make this call real quick.
Kenny G.
You reach my voicemail, leave a message, and I'll call you back as soon as possible.
Hell no. God damn. Listen here, woman. This is DJ Smell So Good trying to hit you up. I needed a real woman's opinion on the subject of why women go to the club when it's 25 degrees outside in they summer wear, you know what I'm saying? I.e. little boy shorts and all that kind of stuff, no jacket and all that. So if you can, you're live on the radio, give me a call back, 347-237-5125. You already know you're going live on the Starship Smelly Prime. Peace out, girl.
This message now, press pound. To replay your message has been sent. Thank you for calling.
Yeah. That's, you know, fuck it. Damn. Now, one more, people. One more. Damn, I don't really want to call Moochie. I could call her.
What y'all know?
Yeah, I'm gonna have to call her down. What the hell, sexy?
Well, you could try Michelle.
I think I got sexy smell. Who the fuck is that? I'm gonna have motherfucking shit in here. I don't know what this is. Matter of fact, I'm gonna make a long distance call on this one. Call on this one. We're gonna really go in on it. Let's see if she pick up. Coming right back. Hold on.
How you doing there?
Hey, I'm calling you live from the Starship Smelly Prime. I'm beaming you up real quick for a very special mission.
Oh, okay, all right.
Damn, it's cold Monday.
Mm-hmm.
And just got into the discussion of why women, and not older women, because older women learned from that. But why these young girls run into the club with nothing on when it's 25 degrees outside?
Why do they?
Yeah. We're trying to figure that out. What is the madness? It's sadness. This is Sweet D Love, ladies and gentlemen, out of New York City. You know what I'm saying? Representing, you know what I'm saying, real big. You're in Brooklyn, right?
I'm in Staten Island.
Staten Island. Okay, shouts out to the SI, Staten Island. You know what I'm saying? Got my homie Ashwood on the line, you know, from the 813. You know? Easy ride off in the chat room, you know what I'm saying, on the bridge, each other. That's what time it is. But, I mean, now, how cold is it right now in Staten Island?
It's like 22 degrees. It's not so bad.
Did she say 22 degrees?
That ain't so bad.
That's not so. Oh, that's good? Wow.
Yeah, it's not so bad.
Damn.
It was crazy. 13 degrees last night, so it's good. Bye bye.
Oh, yeah, well, it's 10 degrees right now in Pennsylvania, so. Easy ride, say. But do y'all have that up there? I guess I don't. I guess New York really wouldn't have that. I guess, is that mostly a Southern thing? That
what's that?
That the women, you know, cut to the club. You know what I'm saying? Have naked, like no clothes on. I mean, no jackets. You know what I'm saying? Toes be all hanging out. You know what I'm saying? Like for real, like summer clothes on in the wintertime.
we have that. Actually, we do. We have the toes out, and if they're getting out of their car and they parked right there, you know, they don't put their coat on, but, you know, they take their, you know, they take their clothes off, you know. I would like to do that.
Yeah, you know, you got the brothers, they come, shit, you can't even see if that's a black dude or not until they get in the club and take four of the jackets off, you know what I'm saying? Shit, I ain't having it, you know. Take four of these shoes off, and then you'll know who I really am. So, you got to have a whole undressing room, you know, for brothers. But women come in, they just like, bam, I'm ready for the dance floor. Wait, buy me a drink. I'm like, dang, okay. What do you got at? I had to get that expert opinion on you, Miss Sweet. That's why I'm giving you a call. Like, you know, you're the expert on woman stuff. Hey, did you get the pictures? Oh, wait a minute. I only had your email.
No.
I don't got your email address. I sent everybody the pictures and stuff.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I need both then, don't it?
Yeah, because I sent all of them. I mean, my whole little reel, you know what I'm saying? Like about 12 or 15 pictures, something like that.
Really?
I sent him Natasha. Tasha got hers. Goofy got his. I sent him the Seti J and
Well, you make sure you you know, I'm sweetzlove at hotmail.com. That's it.
Oh, you on the same shit with me then? Well, I'm at live.com, but it's still Hotmail.
It's the same thing, right? Absolutely.
Okay.
And I'm going to send you something which you can. Share, you know, with all those who are in the business of entertainment, you know, because it's a contest going on.
Worldwide? Oh, what?
Oh, did Goofy Ball send it to you?
No, I'm asking. I'm just asking.
Oh, okay, because I put it on Facebook as well, but maybe, you know, I was a little blonde that day, so I might have done it wrong. So I did it just via, you know, email that I was able to get a hold of. And I was like, and that's a beautiful thing that you called. See, I'm telling you, the angels are working on your behalf, too. It's beautiful.
Sweet dear love, I'd be wanting to call you all the time. It's the only thing. I'm a Twitter, I mean a stalker, nothing like that. You know what I'm saying?
You know,
yeah, you got to stop calling me. You got to stop calling me. Yeah, I ain't trying to, you know, I ain't trying to wear out the welcome, you know. See, I love you, boys, woman. Yeah.
Absolutely.
I call you every day.
You know. Right, so you make sure that you do that because I have, you know, I know that it's information that, you know, will definitely benefit indie artists, you know, and, you know, all those who are producing. Oh, and that's right, and Janu, for sure. You know, so
shout out to Janu.
Yeah, shout out.
Big look, cause she actually, her and like four or five other females gonna be performing at the 2010 A&R Music Awards. They got this song that they all jumped on together and.
That's a beautiful thing. Yeah,
networking. There you go.
Mm-hmm.
That's a beautiful thing.
It should be pretty interesting. I'm going to be going there myself with a group called the Two-Man, the official Two-Man Army.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Two-Man Army.
Yeah, these little brothers right here named Young R and Young Ron.
Mm-hmm.
They was just the winners of the Beta Bay Area Idol, which is a contest held down here. And
Okay.
Over like 40 something acts, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Mm-hmm. And they end up winning like a, I don't know, it was $10,000, well, I don't know if it was a scholarship or something towards their group.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? And then there was a winner of that, and then that's how they got nominated for the 2010 A&R Music Award. This is like all the DJ coalitions from like all over everywhere will be there, you know what I'm saying? Plus artists and stuff like that to receive, you know, certain awards and stuff like that.
Okay. So, that's a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm sure, again, like I said, it's going to, you know, it'll definitely, it's an opportunity for, you know, for those who love what they do. And also they get, you know, they'll get worldwide exposure. You know, even if they don't win, they still will get the worldwide exposure. So it's a beautiful thing. And just make sure that, you know, you send that quickly. And when I, because I just got in a little bit ago. I've been gone for the whole weekend. So I was napping. So it was good that, you know, that I picked up for you. You know?
Yeah, I sure know, appreciate it. Yeah, you know how
you're
calling on the fly sometimes. You know how I do.
Absolutely. And big up to, you know, to your chat room. Big up to, you know, all the listeners, wherever they may be, here, there, and everywhere. Big up to the archive listeners who listen to the Smelly Prize show. Absolutely. You know, and most definitely, big up to you. And whoever's on the phone, pick up.
Oh, Ashwood. And you know, I got one picture that I didn't send out. One picture that made me
look,
say,
look, she been in
oh.
Claude, have mercy. The Lord is my shepherd. He know what I want.
And I send that one to you, too. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
It's
that one. Thank
it's
you.
Just like a...
Drink it in. It always goes down smooth.
Oh, yeah. That's what I'm talking about. Sweet D Love. Sweet D Love, ladies and gentlemen.
That's
y'all know. This is Sweet D Love out of New York City. New York City.
Concrete jungle where dreams are made of.
Yeah, that's real now. Hey, check it out too, Sweet. What goes on at the Empire State Building?
Lots of things. You know, there's businesses there. You know, if you need a good lawyer, they're there too. Anyway, you know, and it's the tallest building, and tourists come and they. You know, they get to go all the way up to the top. And
I mean, is it a busy place, though? Is it always busy?
It is always busy.
Okay, because check this out. A friend of mine, a comedian friend of mine, got offered a gig, I guess at one of the, they must have a ballroom or something in there.
Mm-hmm. They have lots of things, restaurants, everything.
And, so he offered us, he offered him a night at the club to come from Florida to New York once a week.
Okay.
Open the place up and do like a show and stuff.
Uh-huh.
And then he was what's like, but I need a thing? DJ. So he spit at, you know, hollered at me about the DJ.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like, well, you know, of course I got artists, you know what I'm saying, that would be willing to, you know what I'm saying, come and do the damn thing.
Okay.
So this
that's
is like in the working
thing.
Now, you know what I'm saying? So that's what
if
I call you, I'm like, sweet, I'm at the Empire State. What's up? You know what I'm saying?
Well, make sure you do it before then, so that I could, you know, I could be there.
Yeah. That's gonna be something. We got that in the
works.
All
right. And hey, you know, I see big, wonderful things happening. You know, in our year 2010. You know, and it's just a matter of, you know, how far does people, how far do people want to go, you know, and as far as the people want to go is as far as they're going to go. Because anything that you can see in your mind's eye, you can manifest in the physical, in the natural, you know. But it got to be, we know, without a doubt, you know, so it's no doubt, you know, when you see what you see and dream what you dream. Yeah, beautiful thing, 2010. All right, I'm going to get off because I was having a playful dream there.
Wow. Everybody didn't give it up. Miss Sweet D Love, ladies and gentlemen.
Hot Talk Radio, we live.
fact, we're going to get into one jam, man. We're going to come back. And that Sweet D Love, everybody. New York City. This is Big Bama talking about that paper. Coming right back, Starship and Smelly Fry. Shout out to Goofy Bone, man, over there in San Jose, California. Cash Wood back up in here. And, yeah.
You already know. Live. Log Talk Radio.
Do something real quick to announce my shit. Yeah, we here each and every day, man. You know what I'm saying? Live. 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. You know what I'm saying? And let me go ahead and do it like this here. Before we serve this thing on up. Alright. Alright, y'all know what time it is.
The Nutty News of the Day.
Yeah, real. I got some new Nutty News music right there, y'all. Alright, Nutty News of the Day is sponsored by NuttyNewsToday.com. All your weird, crazy off the wall, nutball ass news. Yeah, it comes from. Don't believe me, baby, go and read it for yourself. You already know. This is news from around the world, 513 all the way to everywhere in between. That's where we started. Yeah. catch the nutty news of the day. So sit back, relax, get you a whatever.
Enjoy. Yeah.
I'm talking about. Nutty News of the Day is brought to you in part by...
Today, there's a beer for everyone.
Hey, me and the guys are going out for a beer. You want
to
come along?
Nah, I got a lot of data to enter into the computer tonight.
Now, there's a brew for the future.
Want me to bring you something back?
Thanks, but I got some right here.
Microsoft Brew.
You got a beer tap on your computer?
With a head so thick, you can float a mouse on it.
Let me get this straight. You make your own beer with the computer?
With the right software, you can do anything.
Microsoft Brew.
Here, I call this one Windows 95.
I don't know, it leaves a bad taste in my mouth.
And if you gotta get there quicker, try the new ISDN malt liquor.
That's real. Let's go, people. Gonna start the thing off and, hold on, let me fire up my blunt.
Nope.
I got that motherfucking phone pressed up to my goddamn, pressed up to my face. You know, I ain't high tech yet. I ain't got my headset and everything yet. I gotta get my headset, people, you know. Coming soon. Yeah, I know. We in Chicago, though. Let's start off in Obama land. Chicago, Illinois, where... Anybody remember Blagojevich? The crooked-ass white dude, you remember him? What he was, a senator or some shit? They got ousted because he tried to sell Obama's empty, vacant seat. You remember that?
Oh, yeah, I heard about that.
Well, guess what this motherfucker say? I'm blacker than Barack Obama. Yeah. The ousted Illinois governor, Rod Blagojevich, says he's blacker than Obama and tells Esquire magazine that he was a real person in a political arena dominated by phonies. Now, I agree with you on that. Blagojevich, referring to the president as this guy, says Obama was elected based simply on hope. What the... Well, explicative, you know. But what the fuck? Everything he's saying on the is on the teleprompter. Blagojevich told the magazine. I'm blacker than Barack Obama. I shine shoes. I grew up in a 5-room apartment. My father had a little laundromat in a black community not far from where we live. Blagojevich said... I saw it all growing up. Motherfucker, please. The hell smoking on, man? Get your punk ass out of there, man. Acting like a bitch. You acting like a bitch, dog. All right, check this out. Anybody read the National Enquirer? Because I don't. But, yeah, somebody think they deserve a Pulitzer Prize. Yeah, imagine that. It'll be a real surprise if you get one. The National Enquirer is a supermarket tabloid. But the time has come for the media elite to admit that it has an excellent investigative reporting team, which broke the biggest political scandal of 2009, the John Edwards affair. Anybody remember that shit? I don't. While its own editor concedes that the paper would never be given a Pulitzer Prize, the jury is dominated by the newspaper establishment. I believe the time has come for us to recognize the Enquirer's political investigative reporting. During the 2008 presidential campaign, the paper was literally on Edwards' heels, reporting as early as late 2007 that Edwards was having an affair and his mistress was pregnant. Edwards' only defense was to call the Enquirer tabloid trash, which was enough to stop mainstream media outlets from further investigating the photo-documented reports. Hey, wish shouts out to you, National. Keep fucking telling lies. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. Leave half of what you read, people. None of what you hear. Something like that. Yeah. Let's go to New Mexico, man. Anybody watch Avatar? You watch that new movie, Avatar? Anybody seen that? I ain't went to the movies and seen that yet. But it's a new movie out called Avatar, and it's supposed to be, you know what I'm saying, a pretty good movie. You know what I'm saying? It's been getting some pretty good reviews, you know what I'm saying, around town. But that's only here in the U.S. We're in New Mexico, people, where a woman is shot during a screening of Avatar. Yeah, we talked about it. Yeah, we talked before about people being discourteous at movie theaters, but this is a whole order of magnitude more severe. Last night, a woman was shot while watching Avatar at the Century Rio 24 Theater Complex in Albuquerque, New Mexico. The woman was not fatally injured. It's unclear to whether the gunfire was accidental or intentional, though the woman was not intentionally targeted. Two suspects have been taken into custody, and police are still searching for a third. Damn, I'm going to start busting in the goddamn theater. What kind of shit is that? I'm going to get scared or something. It looks real! Pow, pow, pow! Stop shooting at the screen, crazy Mexican. What's wrong with y'all? Oh, only Mexico people. What Goofy Bone at, man? Damn, Goofy Bone. Your people's acting up, Goofy. All right, check this out. Let's go on to the blow-up state. I mean, country. Whatever the hell. Glasgow, Scotland. That's where they had that damn airport bombing and all that crazy shit. What the fuck ever. Parents must now take teens to the restroom. Wow. A Scotland City Council regulation says a parent must escort children under 16 years old to the washroom in places such as restaurants. The Glasgow rule requires parents to accompany their children everywhere within a licensed establishment, which arguably would mean that, for example, a teenage boy would have to go to the women's restroom with his mother. The Sunday Times of London said, children must at all times be within sight of an accompanied adult. I guess I'd be cool with that. Yeah. I'm off in the latest rut. You know what time it is. Woo-hoo. Oh, sorry. All right, check it out. Let's go on over here to Sweet D Land, y'all. In New York. Yeah, we in New York. Where 100 strip for no pants subway ride. Sure, we in New York and not Germany? Hundreds of New Yorkers have been riding the city's subway trains in their underwear. They stripped down through their undies on Sunday for the 9th annual No Pants Subway Ride. The idea is to act like nothing unusual is going on. Participants met up at six locations throughout the city. They formed groups and dispersed to subway stations to catch trains. Once inside the subway cars, they began calmly removing their pants and folding them up. No, I'll be looking around at the women like, what's happening? Let's scoot on over here and see what that dude got. That's what I'm talking about. Hey, we're going to New York, Ashwood. That's where we need to be at. Oh, shit, my nigga Ashwood done hung up.
All right, yeah.
My bad. You back in, my bad.
Hey, I beam back up. You got to beam me back up again.
Yeah, man, hold on. Not bad, brother. We got Ashwood on the outside, y'all. He's hailing me. I got him on the little remote microphone real quick. Y'all hold on real quick. Sorry about that, people. We had to beam back on up in here. Let's get the party back started. Get the party.
Get back on the ship.
Then we're back. All right. Yeah. All right. We're going to take this thing on to Florida.
Florida.
Yeah, that was good old Florida, boy. You know what we do. We always do some off-the-wall crazy shit. It's normally got to do with accidents, though. Florida got the number one motherfucking accident rate to me.
Oh, yeah.
I don't give a fuck about your statistics. Every goddamn day I done read about a 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, 100 goddamn 50-year-old motherfucking people crashing into shit they ain't supposed to be crashing into. Yeah, so now we're in Florida, and the mayor crashes a brand new fire truck.
Right.
Yeah, good old fucking Grand Ridge mayor and volunteer firefighter Chris Reich may have cost the city up to $1,000.
Wow.
Thursday, after he struck a pine tree while driving the town's newest fire truck on a non-dispatched call. Yeah, according to the Floridian High Patrol. What the hell is that? Y'all be fucking up. Ain't no damn Florida. Motherfucker, it's the Florida Highway Patrol. Boy, these motherfuckers be... I don't know who the hell the editor for this goddamn Nutty News is, but y'all need to tighten up.
Yeah.
Shit. Yeah, I mean, reading some old crazy shit. Florida Highway Patrol reported the accident. Wright was attempting to turn around in a private driveway off Sand Basin Road when one of the fire trucks' rear tires slid off a plastic culvert and into a ditch. Yeah, the vehicle then began to lean to the left and struck a pine tree, causing an estimated $2,000 worth of damage to the left side of the vehicle. Yeah, and the vehicle is insured by the city, but there is a $1,000 deductible.
A deductible?
Hell no.
God damn.
And you the mayor of the city now. Yeah. All right. Well, guess what, y'all? We back in Florida.
Back in Florida.
We back in Florida, where a Florida prison inmate sues penthouse. Wow. What? No penthouse in the big house. A Florida prison inmate is suing the nudie magazine because it refused to send a subscription to him behind bars. Yeah. Jorge Niebla, who is serving 13 life sentences for kidnapping and armed robbery, filed the two-page suit in handwritten block letters to Manhattan Federal Court. I would like to purchase the magazine, but staff are being prejudiced and don't have respect for my basic rights, Nabilia wrote in the bizarre filing. Damn. That a bitch, man, please, you gotta close your eyes, motherfucker, and think about all the bitches you robbed and kidnapped and all that shit. Motherfucking get off that way, bitch. Fuck wrong with you, man? Ain't no fucking privileges to jack your dick in the goddamn prison. What the fuck wrong with you, dumbass? Fuck. Yeah, but see, the thing of it is, they let him file that stupid shit, though. Even still, you feel me, he got a chance to file that stupid shit. Like, what? What he filed that stupid shit.
All right.
But see, he's serving 13 life sentences. He got plenty of time to sit around and just write shit. So, believe you me, they gonna get that shit for 13 life sentences. Shit. All right, we in Newark Airport, y'all, where there was a little problem. Said the pilot. The plane was well into its final descent toward Newark Liberty International Airport on Sunday morning when it began a sudden and unmistakable climb. There was a little problem, the pilot told the 48 passengers aboard United Airlines Flight 634. Only two of the three landing wheels had opened successfully, and after repeated attempts to fix the problem had failed, those aboard were instructed to prepare for a crash landing. As the plane prepared to make its emergency landing, Newark Airport grew large in the cabin window. The loudspeaker then blared, "Brace! Brace! Brace!" Sparks flew as the metal underbelly of the engine ground against the tarmac, but the plane continued to slide straight. Damn. Somebody's ass is going to roll for this one. Yeah, people had a little crazy ass saying, like, fuck that mean? Somebody's ass is going to roll. You going to chop somebody's ass off and roll it? Anyway, let's go to Turkey, people. And I don't mean Thanksgiving. I'm talking about Turkey the country, all right?
Turkey the country.
I'm in the country, yeah. You know, motherfuckers be thinking Thanksgiving, Christmas, and all that shit. No. The gunman who shot the Pope, yeah, is seeking a $5 million book deal, which I don't see how in the hell. Outrage has greeted plans by Pope John Paul II's would-be assassin to sign multi-million-dollar book and film deal after his release from prison this month. What?
Wow. Wow.
But in a handwritten letter sent to the Sunday Times, the Turkish gunman, Mehmet Ali Akar, insisted this weekend that there was great interest from Japan to Canada in film and television documentary projects. Almost three decades after he shot the Polish Pope in St. Peter's Square, Rome, in 1981, it remains a mystery whether he acted alone or was part of a Soviet-led plot to eliminate a threat to the communist rule in Eastern Europe. Well, yeah, I don't think he's going to get no chance, because I pretty much guarantee you somebody going to kill your ass, homie. So it ain't going to really matter. Bet that. Once again, big ups to Easy Rider, you know what I'm saying? Uncle F chilling on the motherfucking bridge. While we read this motherfucking nutty news, you know?
Nutty motherfucking news.
Stop. I'm dying over here.
That's real. You know what I'm saying? All right, so let's get on into a little bit more. Let me see who wants to get on the background.
Someone would like to speak with you, Master.
Who the fuck is that? It better not be.
Hey, what the hell is that?
Oh yeah, that's my bitch. You know what I'm saying? She was just hollering at me. Let's say no, you know. Somebody want to speak to you, dog? I gotta get the other one. You know what I'm saying? All right, let's pump this up in the background. How about that? Let's pump it up in the background a little bit. Here we go, y'all. All right. We're going to pump it up a little bit in the background now. So we're taking this to Hong Kong, China. I didn't know it was a Hong Kong in China. That is where it's at, ain't it? That was in Japan. All right, well, fuck it. 30 are injured in an acid attack. Yeah, police in Hong Kong said they have arrested one man in connection with an acid attack that injured 30 people at a popular tourist haunt Saturday night. Police said the attacker hurled two bottles of acid on shoppers on Temple Street, a busy outdoor market that is a favorite of tourists and locals. The victims included children. Damn, that's fucked up, police said. The man who was arrested was found on a rooftop with two bottle caps. Police said the caps belonged to the bottles that may have been used in the attack. How the hell they may have been used? What the fuck is that? If he's standing on top and you see this bitch throwing some goddamn bottles down, what the fuck else? Some lucky caps he just happened to have in his goddamn pocket? What the hell, y'all? Man, y'all report some stupid shit. About to almost wrap this song bitch up, y'all. So we taking this to California. Not in the 408, though. Anybody know who the fuck Lindsay Lohan is? I don't. But anyway, Lindsay Lohan's car hits a photographer. Yeah, pop that, you Rotsy.
God bless you.
She done popped the Rotsy. Get it, paparazzi? Pop the Rotsy. When Lindsay Lohan's car hit a photographer early this morning, the aftermath turned into a full-on deadly weapons investigation, according to new reports, although nobody was seriously injured. According to TMZ, Lindsay's car was involved in an accident with a photographer in Hollywood at 12:30 a.m. when her driver sped off from the hotel cafe without regard. And while no serious harm was inflicted, TMZ reports that now the driver of Lindsay's car is a person of interest in a criminal assault with a deadly weapon investigation for irrational driving behavior. Fuck that. I thought that bitch flipped her goddamn wig. Alright. Well, we're wrapping this thing up in California. For all my California residents, man, a tsunami spinning for signs pointing away from the ocean. Yeah. Big sign that says tsunami evacuation route. Imperial Beach spent $47,000 in grant money Right. San Diego County, $30,000. San Diego City has received $1,500 and may seek another $150,000. Yeah, to protect us from a terrible tsunami. All we need, I guess, is a terrible tsunami. Yeah. Not that I'm rooting for one, but they're so rare here. One has to wonder why we're forking over all this money to protect us from one. Yeah, the signs show a pretty gnarly looking wave and an arrow below that pointing away from the ocean. Yeah, in case you couldn't tell which way to run. Oh man, that will wrap up your fucking nutty news for the day, people. Oh man, brought to you apart by nuttynewstoday.com. Always remember, man, don't never believe what the fuck I'm saying. I'm country as hell anyway. Go and read it for yourself. www.nuttynewstoday.com. You already know, man. Check that shit out. All the articles right there in print. Check out some old entries, you know what I'm saying? Because actually, a lot of shit happened over this weekend. That was just today's news. I forgot to read. What happened over the weekend? Fuck, man. All right. Well, we're going to... I got five more. Fuck it. This is yesterday's news. This is more news. But it's still fucking interesting. Shit. You didn't catch it yesterday. If y'all wasn't here yesterday, I didn't, you know what I'm finna say then. You know what I'm saying? Oh, okay. All right. Background music, my nigga Justice over all up there in ATL. Man. That old motherfucker, we gonna be fucking tonight.
You ain't getting no dick off of this here. Man,
oh, here you go.
Impotent. If you don't know what the fuck that means, then goddamn look it up in the dictionary. I'll let you boy smell so good, man. It's like in the game of the same. That's how we get it.
Yeah. Cause we in the motherfucking UK, y'all. Yep, the United Kingdom. Y'all, I'm telling you, man, every time I read about these motherfuckers, they got the nuttiest fucking shit going on. A man is arrested for emails that he didn't write. Yeah, a wealthy businessman was arrested at home in front of his wife and son over an email which council officials deemed offensive to Gypsy. Yeah, but which he did not even write. The email concerning a planning appeal by a Gypsy included the phrase, "It's the do-as-you-likey attitude that I'm against." Council staff believe that the email was offensive because likey rhymes with a derogatory term, pikey. What the fuck? The 45-year-old IT boss was held in a police cell for 4 hours until it was established that he had nothing to do with the email, which had been sent by one of his then-workers, Paul Osmond. But police had taken his DNA and later confirmed they would be holding it indefinitely. God damn, over an email? Man, come the hell on now. You took this motherfucker's DNA and held him in jail for 4 hours because of a word. Man, that's the United Kingdom. Y'all go on over there if you want to. Jeez. All right. Well, let's take this to Wyoming. Jackson, Wyoming, where rubber bullets issued to a landowner to deter wolves. That sounds pretty cool. Wolf managers with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service say they have issued non-lethal rubber bullets to a landowner northeast of Jackson where wolves have been chasing horses. Wyoming Wolf Recovery Project leader Mike Jimenez said the landowner was also issued cracker shells, a type of firework that can be fired from a shotgun. Jimenez said rubber bullets were also issued to a landowner last summer who used one to hit a wolf that had been harassing dogs on private property near Jackson. I'm with that. I mean, because, you know, hell, you ain't killing. Hell, they use rubber bullets on motherfucking humans, but what? Hey, you ever got hit with what rubber bullet?
Hell no.
Just, you know, not by the police, just like, you know, playing, what the fuck is it with the paintball, like, Pelican. You ever got hit with a paintball?
Oh, okay, I know what you're talking about. Nah, I never got hit with I always hit the shit.
Them motherfuckers, that's a hard paintball, put it that way. And them motherfuckers will take your ass down. Guaranteed, it will take your ass down and leave motherfucking webs all over your ass. But anyway, let's go. Marine biologists argue dolphins deserve equal rights. Yeah, dolphins are intelligent enough to warrant rights as non-human persons, according to a team of marine biologists. This view is based on wide-ranging analysis of dolphin behavior, social interaction, and anatomy. Recent dolphin studies reveal a huge amount of evidence for both the breadth and depth of dolphin intelligence. Dolphins have displayed self-awareness, unique personalities, the capability to think about the future, complex cooperation, and group problem solving. The ability to not only recognize themselves in mirrors, but also use it to look at different parts of their bodies, and even the capacity to learn symbol-based language. Okay. I ain't finna go there. Excuse me, people. All right. But we all fucking human, all right? I don't give a damn if you're in the water, out the water, in a tree, or flying through the goddamn air. You all communicate and understand each other. That's why we all in the same goddamn, what the fuck they call it? What the hell they call it?
What name?
Chain, food chain. There you go. We all in the same. We just all in the food chain. We all food to somebody. You know what I'm saying? We just all in the food chain. We all communicate with each other, though. You know what I'm saying? It's just, I just don't never understand why motherfuckers talking about this. You know what I'm saying? It's like, wow, when, you know what I'm saying, you can teach a bird to eat out your hand and shit. I mean, the motherfuckers communicate with other birds. They know how to motherfucker talk to each other and, like, hey, we need to go over and get something to eat. Just like, we motherfucker talking. What? You know, that shit just killed me, man. Look at the dogs. They're hunting in packs. Bitch, that's what motherfucking we do. We used to do. Oh, we still do. We hunt in packs. We gang. Well, gangs do that. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Robbery rate. Give NBA players reason to carry guns. Yeah. Some people ask why a man who stands 6'4", weighs 215 pounds, and doesn't have an ounce of fat on him needs to carry a gun. Yeah. But Gilbert Arenas is not an anonymous physical specimen. He's a player for the NBA's Washington Wizards. And statistics show that the point guard's fame and recognition make him much more likely than the average man on the street to become the victim of a violent crime. Athletes, in some respects, constitute more attractive targets. Kleck says they have a high public profile and are known to have wealth and items that can easily be stolen, such as jewelry. Yeah, I mean, it's shit. Bitch, if you ain't carrying a pistol, what the fuck wrong with you? You better believe I wasn't a felon. Shit. I always strap when I'm in the club. I mean, shit. Oh, that shit. I'm going to get ignorant. Let's go to Las Vegas, y'all. Shouts out to I Be the Wise One. Six figures up there. Kay and Kareem. You know what I'm saying? Everybody holding down. Sex robot focuses on appealing to the mind. That don't even sound good to me. A robot and sex don't even sound good. But a New Jersey company says it has developed the world's first sex robot, a life-size rubber doll that's designed to engage the owner with conversation rather than lifelike movement. At a demonstration at the Adult Entertainment Expo in Las Vegas on Saturday, the dark-haired, negligee-clad robot said, "I love holding hands with you." When it sensed that its creator, some pervert who invested in that shit, touched his hand, the fuck? The level of sophistication demonstrated was not beyond that of a child's talking toy, but Roxy, with three X's, has a lot more brains than that. There's a laptop connected to cables coming out of its back. It has touch sensors at strategic locations.
Yeah, right.
It can sense when it's being moved. But it can't move on its own, not even to turn its head or move its lips. The sound comes out of an internal loudspeaker. Man, y'all motherfuckers getting off. Alright, they just introducing you to the, you know what I'm saying, to the new shit. Before we motherfuckers bring in, you know what I'm saying, the shit that actually going to interact with you, you got to get used to the shit that just talking to you. You feel me? We can't thrust everything all at you one time, so we got to just, you know, kind of feed it to you. Yeah. Well, this is the last one, people. Coral Springs, Florida, where a couple met in food store and wed there. Ain't that fucking sweet? A couple of customers who first met in May at Florida Whole Foods Market married in the store's cafe, the pair said. Jack Frankel, 75, and Fina Nicholas, 67, took their vows Saturday at the Coral Springs store as approximately 40 invited attendees as well as employees and shoppers looked on. The South Florida Sun Sentinel reported the couple met when Frankel was waiting for the rain to stop after shopping, and Nicholas approaching him with an umbrella and offered to walk him to his car. He thanked her by taking her out to lunch. But isn't that fucking sweet? And that'll do your goddamn news, man.
Nutty news!
Ended it on a sweet note. I know that fucking sucks. You don't really do that around here. There you go, people. And get a, Am I thirsty? I am.
Lager, the beer that brought the forest down. I drive an exotic imported sports car. I eat exotic foreign food like frankfurters and pizza. But when it comes to numbing my mind, I'm a patriot. I drink the beer that brought the forest down. I'm a lager man. And with the new 80-bottle Trump pack, you've got enough for the evening. Last night, I crapped in my bed and pissed in the closet. Hey, it's happy hour somewhere. Lager brings out the patriot in you.
Hey, man, I'm finna give y'all a little motherfucking fruit. You know what I'm saying? So you can gain some motherfucking wisdom. You know what I'm saying? EJ Uncle F up in the motherfucking building. We getting up into this business, how I'm feeling. Coming right back, man. Gonna get into a couple of songs. Right here live on the Thought Shit Smelly Prison.
Relationship ideas, reason to write this song. True lasting happiness, recognize the thought. Thinking, enjoy the circumstances. God is the plan. Now it's in my hand. Making decisions with the right hand. Making decisions with the left hand. Now I'm fine, not like be fine. Now it's the blessing within. Assemble your thoughts, destroy the devil. The fruit, gain wisdom, speak wisdom like a philosopher. Study, gain more faith, and destroy the hate like I'm like a baby. Swimming in the lake, stand up, yo man up. Don't slow down. Posing new, picture me, just to grab attention. Did I mention the nation will see my ass, the greatest, the baddest, Mr. Handsome. I have God on my side, purpose and theme. You know what I do, you know what I mean. Moral benefits, the wisdom applying the heart to understand. Find my hand, right to left, dribbling like this. My name is Iverson, to benefit a woman. Pay attention and gain wisdom from Uncle F. And pass the test, because guess what? This nigga's up next. I'm flexing from 9 to 5. Do overtime like I'm getting paid.
everybody get on the break.
Chosen a few. See, baby, I'm adored by them all, but I'm closer to you. But you, yo, you only come around when you feel you need it. And you won't talk to me unless I beg you to. So the ignorant man in me acts like a nigga and calls you cheating. And like any lover who's been scorned, baby, you bounce to give me time to contemplate my actions. You see, lack of appreciation dictates that you vacate my space. So I see you at the venue the next night, spending time with the next man. And it's like the two of you, I'm laughing in my face. But he can't play with you the way that I do. And he don't stay up with you in the wee hours of the night, making sure you feel right. Of the words, baby, what I'm saying is, he ain't me. But your attitude is like that dude from Amistad, you see. Every time I try to get close to you, you keep yelling out, give us free. So yeah, maybe it's time I moved on. Get back together with that hip-hop chick, or have a menage a trois with rhythm and blues and get my groove on, you see. Your rights don't make me wrong, and 16 bars don't make a hot song. And regardless of all the stress and BS that you put me through, baby, with you, it's where I feel I belong. So for the next hour or two, I'm going to sit here and make love to this bottle of Henny in the hope that you come back to me. See, baby, real, recognize real, and even a blind man can see that I can't do this without you. So today and every day, I'm going to say that I love every single thing about you. See, baby, when you speak, I get weak. And when we make love between the sheets, our passion gives hope to any lonely soul who needs it. To each and everyone within earshot who receives it, believe it, this is true. Baby, you need me just like I need you. See, this ain't a Bobby and Whitney type thing. This is a Malcolm and Betty Shabazz type thing. This is a Martin or Greta Scott King type thing. See, what we have here ain't puppy love and can't be described as just some silly fling. See, baby, I'm in love with the lust that is you because you allow me to do what I love to do. And I understand that I'm not your only man. And I heard that you had a couple of chicks on the side too. So I just wait for your call to wake me up in the middle of the night, so I can dictate, recreate, and recite another part of my life. And if I could marry you, baby, I'd make you my wife. But I can't, and we've been playing this silly game for just a long while. So I see you at the venue the next night, and when it's my time to shine on the mic, I'll just smile and introduce the world to our love child. Misunderstood. Misunderstood. Misunderstood.
All right, bring my nigga Ash Will back up on this mofo flipper. You know what I'm saying? Doing it real big. Yeah, man. And, you know, how we get down, you know, 9 minutes until we get the fight of here.
That's so good.
Yeah. Yeah, my, you know, my dog Goofy Bone, you know, out there in San Jose, California, you know.
He's
going through some things, you know what I'm saying? But like real soldiers do, man, we go through some things.
There you go.
And, you know, we prevail in the end, though. You know what I'm saying? He going to prevail in the end. You know, shouts out some prayers to him, you know what I'm saying, for holding it down. And for all my peoples out there, you know what I'm saying, Ohio got the low teens going on. Pennsylvania got 10 degrees, probably dropped by now. New York is in their 20s right now, 22, probably dropped down to about 20 by now. And good old Florida, we colder than a bitch at 50 degrees. Shouts out to Uncle F. I ain't see how cold it was at Uncle F. part of the land, but
how you doing?
Yeah, look at her. But
yeah, she said 18 degrees was good where she was, right?
Yeah.
In Jersey, she said that was good. I'm like, what? That's good.
Oh, Miss PC say, what's up to your Ashwood? You know what I'm saying?
So let's say hey.
Yeah, Miss PC, man, we sat down last night for about, well, we sat down for about 2-3 hours studying the African language last night.
Oh, yeah.
Me
we,
part
we
of time
in
Ashwood. I mean, we were going in. You know what I'm saying? It's going down, so. Yeah, man. Baltimore about 25 to 30 degrees right now. Good Lord.
Too cold, man. I don't know. Man. I can't handle this. I've been in Florida too long.
Well, I got some, if anybody looking to purchase a car, you know what I'm saying, I know the best place to go, you know what I'm saying?
It's brought to you by Wendy's. It's not
no offense,
food.
Uncle Elf, but,
Fuck you, Baltimore! If you're coming up buying a new car this weekend, you're a big enough smut to come to Big Bill Hell's Car.
Bad deal!
Cars that break down!
See,
if you think you're gonna find a bargain at Big Bill,
you can kiss my ass!
It's our belief that you're such a stupid motherfucker,
you'll fall for this bullshit!
Guaranteed!
If you find a better deal,
shove it up your ugly ass!
You heard us right!
Shove it up your ugly ass!
Bring your tray!
Bring your title!
Bring your wife!
We'll fuck her!
That's right, we'll fuck your wife!
Because at Big Bill Hell,
you're fucked 6 ways from Sunday!
Take a hike
to Big Bill Hell!
Home of challenge pissing.
That's right, challenge pissing.
How does it work?
If you can piss 6 feet in the air straight up and not get wet,
you get no down payment.
Don't wait. Don't delay.
Don't fuck with us or we'll rip your nuts off.
Only at Big Bill Hell.
The only dealer that tells you to fuck off.
Hurry up, asshole.
This event ends the minute after you write us a check.
And it better not bounce or you're a dead motherfucker.
Go to hell.
Big Bill Hell's car.
Baltimore's filthiest
and exclusive home of the meanest sons of bitches in the state of Maryland.
Guaranteed.
Big Bill's Hell's Cars. You can find them at 1232 North Caroline Street, Baltimore, Maryland, 21213. Or you could call them at area code 410-685-0982.
Oh, man.
I think we should stop. My IM window just started screaming, no more, no more.
Wow. Straight up, man. Shouts out to Baltimore out there. Shouts out to Pennsylvania. You know what I'm saying? Shouts out to Ohio. You know what I'm saying? All my Ohioans out there. You know what I'm saying? All my Californians, New Yorkians, Bostonians. You know, everybody out there represented, man. Yeah.
All the ends.
Yeah, all the ends on it. You know what I'm saying? Hit y'all up real quick.
It's time for the hottest show on all the internet. It's Wrecking the Game Radio with your host DJ Smellgood and international co-host Mrs. Tasha Triple X.
That's real. Sounds like Miss John New. You know what I'm saying? We're doing it real big. Now, are you going to be at the awards, the 2010 A&R Music Awards?
Yeah, definitely. Can you forward an email to me?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I can put you on the guest list and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, okay. Yeah, that'd be cool.
Yeah, get you on the guest list up in there and shit, and then definitely have you up in there. I gotta call Michelle. You need to hit up Michelle. Matter of fact.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I do. I seen on Facebook.
Yeah, cause I'm riding in the limo with the group. You know what I'm saying? So.
Okay. That's so. Shout out to Two Man Army too.
Yeah, the fish Two Man Army. You know what I'm saying? Doing that damn thing, man. Matter of fact, what was that? The fish Two Man Army. Everybody keep like, who the hell is Two Man Army? Y'all keep talking about Two Man Army. This is Two Man Army, man. I'm gonna play a little Two Man Army. And you know, we have a couple more minutes, probably. If not, this is damn, it's cold Monday. Right, you're live on the Starship Smelling Prize, man. Make sure y'all come back tomorrow. Time to learn a motherfucking language Tuesday. Y'all already know how we get it in. It's going down. We got something for you, boy. Tomorrow, we got something for you.
It is.
Crute, my people. Tutsin.
Crute.
All y'all. Feel me? It's real. Two-Man Army, man, the official Two-Man Army. Check them out at www.theofficialtwomanarmy.com or www.myspace.com/2manarmy112. Young R, Young Ron, the armor down, damn.
This your boy SFN Visuals, always checking in with DJ Smell So Good, aka DJ FTP, aka DJ For the People, Fuck the Police, you know what I'm talking about? Hell yeah, 2009, always out.
Better things to come your way. Breaking the game entertainment. Holler at your boy. We out of here.